Grace to you and peace in the name of our newborn Savior, Jesus, the Christ of God. Amen. A number of years ago when my daughter Trinity was about 3 years old or so, and we had just gotten through with all the festivities of Christmas, Pachelin noticed that Trinity was looking a little down, and she asked her what was wrong. And Trinity said, "I'm sad because Christmas is over." Well, Pachelin, trying to seize the moment for some spiritual guidance, responded to her, "Trinity, Christmas isn't over because Jesus is born every day in our hearts." To which little Trinity responded, "Jesus is not born every day, Mommy. He was born once like we are born once." So much for seizing the moment. I think what Potch was trying to get across to our little daughter at the time is that Christmas isn't just an event that takes place once a year, but it is an attitude and a spirit that we carry in our hearts all the year through. Since Christ Jesus, the Emmanuel of Christmas, has come to this earth to be our Savior, every day can be full of joy and full of peace. Christmas isn't over just because the gifts have all been unwrapped, but we are to carry its meaning and its message always in our hearts. But try telling that to the world. Already, trees have come down. Toys have been broken. Carols have been silenced. And for some folks, decorations have already been neatly packed away until next year. And with them, the attitudes of peace on earth and goodwill toward others. You barely get done putting the children's toys together, and it's back to work. Back to the same old grind, wondering, what's the next holiday for me to look forward to? Pre-Christmas cheer has soured to post-Christmas jeers. And as you walk around the malls, you get this sense that everyone is feeling a little less upbeat. Because, after all, like Trinity said, Christmas is over. I imagine Joseph and Mary must have felt a little bit the way that we do right now when they realize that Christmas was over for them too. And you see, when it was over for them, it really was over. The angels went from bringing the good news of great joy that'd be for all the people to an angel bringing frantic news of great peril. Get up and get out of here at once. They went from kings who came to worship at the foot of their baby to a king who wanted the head of their baby. They went from a baby peacefully asleep in his mother's arms to countless babies being brutally slaughtered in their mother's arms. They went from a time and an event that was so sacred to a time and event that was so, made them so scared. Yes, indeed, Christmas was most definitely over. Or was it? I guess that depends on what you think Christmas is all about. You know, I heard so many things expressed this past Christmas as I have in Christmases before, that I couldn't really keep track of them or keep them all straight as to what Christmas is all about. In fact, it seems like every year, Christmas wondrously takes on a whole new set of meanings. It's hard to keep up with all of them to find out what the real meaning of Christmas is. To some, it's the spirit of giving. To others, it's an attitude of peace and joy. To some, it's the spirit of unity and the harmony of mankind. To some, it's a time for children. And on and on and on. And if any of those things truly were the real meaning of Christmas, I think it would indeed be fair to say that, yes, Christmas is over. Because already donations to the Austin Food Bank will diminish. The Salvation Army bell ringers are gone. The volunteers at Bikes for Kids have gone home. And the attitudes are back to every man for himself. But none of those things are the real meaning of Christmas. If we look back to the birth of Christ as recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, we see that the name of the Messiah was to be Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. And Luke records in the Christian narrative that the angels said that there was going to be great cause for great joy because a Savior had been born. The real meaning of Christmas is inextricably tied to the saving that would take place because of the birth of this child. And if this is the true meaning of Christmas, which it is, then we would expect for it to live on, to continue, to never be over. And indeed, that is the case. No sooner had King Herod sought to kill Jesus than God, by way of his angel, saved him. The angel told Joseph to escape to Egypt, which they did. And when Herod the Great died, the angel said, "Go back to Israel." And they did. But when they learned that Herod's son was now the king, the angel sent them north to Nazareth. God saved his son from these evil king's hands, and Christmas lived on. And Jesus grew in stature and wisdom. He began his ministry. He began to heal the sick and to cast out demons and to even raise the dead. And Christmas lived on. He roamed the countryside, preaching the good news of the kingdom of God, saving people from the errors of their traditions. And Christmas lived on. He dined with tax collectors and befriended prostitutes, forgiving them of all of their sins. And Christmas lived on. He went to a cross on a hill named Calvary. And he died a shameful death, bearing on his body the sins of the world. And Christmas lived on. He rose from the dead on the third day, thereby breaking the chains of death that bound us, and Christmas lived on. He ascended into heaven to get a place ready for us in eternity, and Christmas lives on. He left behind, or he sent to us, his Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Counselor, to help us to reach out to a lost world who doesn't know about him and his salvation, to share with them the forgiveness of sins, to baptize them in his name. And Christmas lives on. And one day, he will return to this earth from his throne in heaven. And he will take us and all those who confess his name to live with him in his Father's mansion for all eternity. And Christmas continues to live on. My wife may have worded it a little strange, but her thoughts were in the right place and she was on the right track. Christmas is never over because the gifts are open and the decorations are put away. For the saving work of God goes on and on and on. Each and every day, He is working through His Spirit to bring people to a saving knowledge of His Son. Each and every day, He shines down on us with His grace, and He provides for our daily needs. Each and every day, He uses the circumstances of our lives to draw us closer to Himself and ever closer to our home in heaven. When you and I remember what the real meaning of Christmas is, it's very easy to recognize that it's not over. It never has ended. It never will. For in Christ Jesus, the Savior of Christmas, God's work of saving the lost goes on and on. May we ever remember and rejoice in the real meaning of Christmas each and every day of our lives. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior, I say to you, Merry Christmas. Amen.